Was that the perfect performance?
Yeah, I mean, first half I thought lads were brilliant. I thought a little bit disappointed second half, to be honest with you. I thought we could have gone on, and the way we played first half was really pleasing. And second half we probably could have gone a bit more and really finished the game off, I thought. But, you know, it was really professional performance, and I think that's what was important. I thought first half we were outstanding.
When you have to wait a little bit of time for your first Portsmouth goal, you don't want it to be a 2-yard tap-in, do you?
I would have took a 2-yard tap-in, you know. I was pretty frustrated. That first day I haven't. I thought, this is great. It's not like me to score in pre-season, and it was a nice goal. And I've had a few shots through the season, but they just haven't managed to win. But then today is one of them ones where I just caught a sweet and, you know, managed to beat the keeper, so it was great.
Did you know as soon as you'd struck it was going in?
I knew when I connected, like, that I got a good connection. I didn't, like, obviously you don't know until it hits the net. I mean, I didn't even see the ball when it left me foot, to be honest with you. I just seen the net rattling, crossbar, I think, and this. So it just all happened so quick. But I think anything like that, it's just about technique and connection, and I managed to get the boat. And as I say, a lot of days it doesn't come off like that. It usually goes over into the stand there. I think Yeovil the other week there, I put one out of the stand, so it's just the way it goes.
Are you the kind of player who scores a few like that in training? Or?
Not really, no. not at my age, to be honest with you. It's all about rest and recovery for me. At my age now, I don't get to be smashing the balls around like I used to. But it was a great feeling. But I think the most important thing for me tonight was the first half performance from the lads. One of the best performances I've been involved in my career football was. I thought we were absolutely outstanding. We passed and moved the ball, and we grew up the pitch and played really high. It was really pleasing.
Is that now a benchmark you've set of what this team is capable of?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a really tough month with away games and that, and you know, to turn up tonight and play like that, you know, we knew how big of a game it was. Where Aki were flying and we were obviously chasing, and we knew how much of it was a 6-pointer tonight, and to have a performance like that is so pleasing. And to be as comfortable as we were, you know, it was great. But it just goes to show us players what we're capable of now. And as you say, we need to match that now on Saturday now against Newport. And it turns into the biggest game of the season now again, because it's the first time we can win 3 games on the bounce. So we've given ourselves a great opportunity. Just important now, already going back to the front and now the fans behind us, that we give them another performance like that.
Yeah, and it's so important that you do build on that, and it's not a scrappy game, so that you do get through and get another result.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take a scrappy game as long as we win. It's just about results now at this stage. Performances are a bonus, and it's just about results now. And we seem to have got things going at Fratton now. So we're full of confidence now getting back home, and we're looking forward to it now. And the games can't come fast enough now, as you say. Before you know it, you're starting to put pressure on people now. And I think that result tonight as well will set a sort of... I'm sure people would have taken notice again that probably Portsmouth that, you know, starting to pick up again, so it's important now we don't disappoint.
And just finally from me, you've had this pretty tough run. You've had lots of Tuesdays away from home, 5 of 6 away. How good a shape do you feel the side are coming out of this pretty tough run you've had?
Yeah, I mean, I think the lads are in great nick now. You know, it was tough. As you said, 2 weeks ago at Barn, it was hard nights then when you lose and you've got a big following, and the fans are disappointed, and they're going to let you know, and there's no more disappointed as players, but you got to face it. But that's the beauty of football. You go from lows like that to highs like this tonight now. And as I say, at the end of the season, if we get promoted, it's nights like that Barnet that, you know, they're the ones that you get tested as your character does. And I think we've shown some character now as players. Players are coming into form. You're seeing tonight our attacking players, the passing and moving, and it's great being back there watching them with, you know, keeping the ball like that. It's brilliant. So it's really pleasing.